This is the Economic Week in Review for the 12th through the 16th of February, 2007. I'm Jonathan Andrew Walter, and you're listening to this from JawSpeak.com. Last week was pretty busy. We had a few macroeconomic reports that came out, plus the chairman of the Federal Reserve spoke in front of Congress. It was pretty busy. Economic News closed with a report that housing starts continued a year-long steep downward trend. The week's other news included a hangover from a hectic December. We had a record trade deficit in 2006. There were flat retail sales and also a decrease in industrial production. Stock markets did take a cheer, though, from congressional testimony by the Fed's chairman, Ben Bernanke, suggesting that the Federal Open Market Committee is disinclined to raise interest rates. For the week, the S&P 500 index rose 1.2% to 1,456, and the yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note fell 9 basis points to 4.69%. So imports were up. Exports trended upward, too. In December, the balance of trade continued to favor foreign countries, as the United States imported more goods than it exported. Now, this isn't new. This has been going on for a long time. But what we did notice in this last December is this resulted in a deficit of $61.2 billion for the month, which was higher than $3.1 billion higher than the $58.1 billion deficit a month earlier. Exports rose $0.7 billion, while imports were $3.8 billion higher. It was partly due to oil prices. If we look at all of 2006, these are interesting numbers. The trade deficit hit a record of $763.6 billion. That's overall a 6.5% increase over 2005's then record of $716.7 billion. Of course, trade with China was the biggest source of the U.S. trade imbalance. That's always been the case. The near-term past, the deficit with China soared in 2006 by 15.4%. to $232.5 billion. Inventories showed no change. December had strong sales activity at retailers, car dealers, and elsewhere, which slowed a buildup in inventories. As a whole, business inventories were flat in December. For manufacturers, inventories increased only slightly. For wholesale merchants, the amount of goods on the shelves fell 0.5%. Retailers saw inventories rise 0.3% for the month. However, that figure doubles if auto inventories are excluded. Robust sales levels across business groups resulted in a drop in the inventory-to-sales ratio to 1.28 in December from 1.3 in November. That level is considered a near-term indicator of the direction of production activity. Looking in January's retail sales, it was pretty flat as well. After exerting themselves in December, shoppers appeared to take a break in January when retail sales were flat. The sharpest drops came from auto dealers, electronics and appliance stores, gas stations, and restaurants. Excluding auto, sales did rise 0.3% in January, although core sales, excluding auto and gas, rose 0.5%. If we have industrial production into the mix, adding that, we saw it slowing in January. There were some news headlines about troubled automakers and a slowdown in home construction. Those played-out figures measuring industrial production's slowing. Overall, production decreased 0.5% in the month, after an increase of 0.5% in December. In the manufacturing sector, output declined 0.7%. This all happened while the PPI index, that's the producer price index, for finished goods declined 0.6% in January. And this led by declining prices for energy goods. This followed an increase of 0.9% in December and 1.8% in November. Energy goods, the prices of energy goods, fell 4.6% in January after only a 2.2% rise the prior month. The index for finished consumer goods increased 1.1% in January compared to the 1.5% increase in December. Finished goods prices other than food and energy advanced 0.2% for the second consecutive month. Our construction of new homes leveled out. January starts of new housing dropped 14.3% from the prior month to 1.41 million. New home construction increased about 9% in the Northeast, but was down by double digits in other regions. Of the 12 months, the last 12 months, housing figure starts were down 37.8%. Regional declines ranged from 18.7 in the Northeast to down 47.2 in the Midwest. The issuance of building permits for construction of private homes fell 2.8% in January compared with the prior month. The permit level was about 28.6 below the January's, that's percentage, below the January 2006 estimate. All right, looking ahead, we got some more reports coming up, both on Wednesday. Inflation Hawk's going to be watching to see if the consumer price index increases again. Its 0.5% jump in December followed 3 months of flat or falling marks. Conference Board has an index of leading economic indicators, and it has increased in two of the past 4 months. Let's see what happens this next time.